Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Welcome, everybody, to Dare to Dream. I'm Debbie Dashinger, where the extraordinary isn't fiction, it's actually the conversation. And today we are bridging the gap between quantum science and cosmic history with Caroline Corey to reveal how your identity is stored in the very fabric of space-time, far beyond this current human experience. And just to let you know where you can find her, it's at omniumuniverse.com. I am excited to talk to you, Caroline, because it's been a minute since you've been on the show, but you have been on previously. And I want to ask you first about, I did prepare with everything you're doing, about the space-time library. So you say that memory isn't stored in the brain, but it's in the fabric of space-time. How do we log into that cosmic database to retrieve specific details about our origins?
Well, you are logged in. That's the point. So what happens is that you are part of the fabric itself, and you're constantly communicating with it through your thought. So every time you think, that thought gets embedded in the fabric of space-time. So as we are now speaking and thinking, we are literally creating frequencies, because it's all frequency at the end of the day, that the fabric of space-time that's all around us is kind of keeping as a memory bank. And so later, like let's say, I don't know, a year from now, if we want to remember this, it's literally embedded here. Does that make sense?
As a reference point to access.
Yeah. It's like coordinates. So imagine, I don't know how many people did I talk to you about the planetary grid? Well, basically, there is a grid system around the planet. It starts at the center of the planet and it goes all around up 7,000 miles. And so it's kind of like a network. It is all patterning of space. So it's all geometric. So these geometries create vertexes or nodes, you know, like points. And so it's actually three grids within a grid. And so one of these grids is what divides time and space, or what gives us the illusion or the experience of space-time, because we're in it, right? It's all around us. And so it gives us the impression that we're moving forward or backwards in time because of this geometry that's all around us. And it is coherent with our brain, with the geometry of the brain, so that it gets embedded spontaneously in both places. Does that
make
sense?
It sounds like another as within, so without example.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
It's happening here. It's happening out in the world.
Yeah, exactly. So it's more than the world because, I mean, I don't know, you know, this semantics, like what is the world? For me, this is more literally the quantum description signature of planet Earth. It's kind of like you have an energy field. Everybody has an energy field. Imagine that that's the energy field of the planet and we're in it. And we're constantly kind of coming in and out of it, so to speak. And that is what we're doing with our thoughts. So if you want to go to a past life, the information is actually embedded there. That's what a past life is. You're not traveling, like floating around. You know what I mean?
And so interesting. And you were saying fabric space-time is actually an illusion.
No, it's not. It's an actual thing. It's a field. That's the best way to describe it. It's a field. And you have a field. Everybody has a field. So the fields are interacting. That's how it works. Electromagnetic fields interact with each other spontaneously. And so the idea is that imagine every human that's ever inhabited the earth has been thinking, imagine of how many civilizations up to today, all of this information is embedded in this field.
But you know what's very interesting about that? Because there's a lot of truth coming up right now. And I also understand we're in a time where this is cosmically designed for truth to be revealed. And at the same time, I also wonder, what are we tapping into when you talk about this history that is here and embedded and what's being activated and popped into our knowing?
Exactly. So that's why nothing can be hidden forever. I mean,
Mm.
according to the universal laws, this information is there because it happened. So if you were a pedophile, like you can hide in a 3D way, but your information is there. Do you see what I mean? So if humanity is asking for that truth to come out, eventually those coordinates where the information is stored are going to be found out. Do you see what I mean? It's all frequency and it's all electromagnetics interacting with electromagnetics. So it's all data. So when we talk about a past life, so like let's say, you came 200 years ago. I'm sure you were a princess somewhere or something, or you know what I mean? Here, this body, this Debbie, can then find that information within this planetary grid system, this pattern, this field. And you have a feeling that it's past, but it's actually now. It's parallel. Does that make sense?
It does, and it's very beautiful feedback that that exists. So let's talk about that. So parallel versus past. For those of us who are tied to this concept of reincarnation, and that just energetically has changed for me so much, I have to say. But why is it more accurate to view our lives as parallel rather than past? And how does that shift our ability to heal ourselves today?
Yeah, so first things first. So that's what I was just saying. So as you are looking this Debbie, right? As you're trying to find a past life, the information is there now. So in terms of past and future, it's not past because it's there now. But the experience of it, if you want to like be regressed and then relive those moments, it's going to feel like you went to the past because you'll be dressed differently, the environment is different, but the data is there now. So that's why it's parallel. That's one thing. Another thing, if you kind of like zoom out, so to speak, and you're starting your incarnation cycle, let's say on planet Earth from the Pleiades or somewhere else, or source, doesn't matter. So you don't you look at planet Earth and you go, okay, that's a big mess down there. So I'm gonna need probably more than one lifetime to finish what I'm supposed to do. And so from that aspect of view, you have the ability to basically divide your consciousness because you're massive up there. Here we feel very insignificant. But from where we are, our original essence is universal, like we're massive. And so, but we say, okay, well, I'm probably gonna need at least 10, because on planet Earth you live, 40 years at the time, right? To 100 years. So, calculating the momentum of all the mess and the chaos that needs to be rebalanced, it's gonna take me about 10 lifetimes. I mean, it's an example, right? So you project your consciousness already 10 times. It's not like you come in the year 2000, with who, and then you go, oh, I messed up. I wasn't, I'm going to come back. And it's not linear like that. It's multidimensional. Your consciousness is multidimensional. So that's why you already. That's why the lives are actually parallel because you've projected your consciousness 10 times at once. Does that make sense?
It feels like knowing this concurrence
Yes.
that it's way more accessible than this
Yes.
idea that something is here, something is
Yes.
there, somewhere out there, right?
Yes.
Which we're very conditioned to. I want to ask you personally, Caroline, how you use this,
Yeah.
because I would assume there's a usage, and especially how I observe you. You produce in life a lot. I know you're working on your second movie, your second superhuman.
Tense movie.
Yeah, 10,
But
well, and
yeah, the sequel.
sequel.
Yeah.
So, how do you use that, and how do you access all of this information to become who sits in front of me today?
It's so crucial. That's why a lot of this, we're trying to heal, balance chakras and this and that. But to me, understanding the nature and the mechanics of consciousness and the nature of reality is how you're going to heal. You know what I mean? So, for example, knowing and understanding that I have started out as one massive universal consciousness, and I chose to be in this one body at this time, but I may have other experiences or what have you. It's kind of like that aspect of my being knows everything about everything because it knows the whole story, it knows how I got here, it knows how, and because of that, then you can make sense out of everything that's happening. Most people are confused. Why am I in this relationship? Like, what was I thinking, or like, I hate my job or whatever. We're confused because we don't remember our original contract. So it helps with so many things.
And do you have that ability to visit your original self, your oversoul, this source self, and bring that information back?
Exactly. I mean, that's what I teach, what I've been teaching for 20 years. Because that, it's meditation is fantastic, and different teachings and stuff like that, or understanding your archetype to, but honestly, the original you knows it all. Like, you decided everything about this body and more, from that perspective. So why, like, do this or try to figure out how you fit within this arc. You know what I mean? Like, just go to your source, and I, of course, it's a extraordinary experience when you merge back with who you were. That's your infinite potential. Like, it's your infinite being.
That's so beautiful. And it's so in line with this year of all of us stepping into massive manifestation, our sovereign selves, that now also with the ascension going on, ascension, that we have access also to that. And that's really quite a gift.
It's I mean it's funny. It's not, I don't see it as, it's like we're, this is our birthright. Like, this is who we are. That's why the minute you start asking the question, who am I, what am I here to do, it's gonna bring you back to that starting point. And everything starts, you realize, okay, why am I stuck with my migraines, and why, look, everything starts to make sense. And not only that, you can shift it because you write your story from there. You don't, here you can adjust the chapters here and there, like, oops, I didn't mean to make that turn, but it's okay. Now I can rewrite it. You know what I mean? So that's why it's your original essence, that which is your source, that is the key to everything.
I often think about what it would be like. I'm not all into healing whatever happened in any other lifetime. I feel like it's going to heal itself the more I step into the light. And I often think about all the concurrent lifetimes of me and just pulling the best from
Yeah.
every single one of them and bringing them here.
Exactly. Well, so there's a little, like, a side note, a big one, but kind of I'll try to make it small. So I did say that before you come in, you say, okay, I'm going to need 10 lifetimes to figure out this planet because it's a, whatever. So what happens is you go in and you do the first one. But then, like, let's say you're supposed to be a spiritual healer, but then maybe you kind of get on the wrong path and you meet someone, and all of a sudden you're not a spiritual healer. And now you're 40, 50, and you're like, well, I didn't do anything. I didn't do what I was supposed to do, but now I have to exit, right? Because so this is what we call karma. So it's not karma like you're being punished. It's just stuff that you didn't finish. Does that make sense? Nobody's going to punish you. Nobody's going to, you know. So that's why you take on this additional stuff that you didn't finish in the next one, in the next one. So when you are now here, understanding that there was some stuff that was left over, so to speak, this is what we call karma. And so sometimes when you're doing a regression, like you're trying to figure out what's going on in my life, why am I stuck in this area? And sometimes it takes you back to one of these lives and you're like, yeah, because I said, how many times did I say I was going to do that and I didn't do it? You know, for example. And so that's why it's helpful as well in healing. Not, you know, I don't like this, like healing. Like, what do we heal? Clearing, shifting, understanding, going back to our who we really are. You know, so that, so it's very helpful.
Yes, very helpful.
And we don't get bogged down with like, you know, I was a princess and you know, like, I mean, it's kind of a weird, you know, because you think, how could I be that? And now I'm, you know, it's a very separate, like a
Oh,
separational. Is
yeah.
that such a word? I'm
So,
not separational.
well, when you get into the galactic beings we have been,
Yeah,
I mean, that's a
exactly.
whole nother level of
Exactly.
amazingness of I've been a cloud particle. I've been the creator of planets. I've been an octopus. I've been whatever hybrid is out there.
Yeah.
It's incredibly expansive who we
Exactly.
are. Like, how could we not think we're powerful and magnificent to be all of that at the same time?
Exactly. It's fascinating. And so when we do those types of regret, which I'm going to do at 6 o'clock today, I mean, not for you, but
But it could have been for you. If you were here.
yeah, so basically you realize that, you know, you still have those aspects of yourself on the Pleiades. So it's funny because sometimes people are channeling the a Pleiadian entity and they're actually channeling themselves, you know, sometimes, not always. Sometimes it's
Higher
completely
self,
different.
yes,
It's, well,
I
it's kind of
agree.
a higher self. It's kind of way out there, higher self. But so that's what I'm saying. It's different, you know, places where you have a higher self and you're just communicating for some reason. Right now, this Debbie needs that information so that you can move forward. You know what I mean? So you start downloading stuff from that aspect of you. So it's fascinating because you start to understand who you are. And the experience of it when you start to feel yourself as a Pleiadian, it's just so cool, you know?
Yes.
You know.
I want to ask you about what we can look forward to going forward. And specifically, there are a lot of gifts opening for people. We all know about the telepathy tapes, which thank you that this is finally out there, this information, and that most of us are probably moving to a more telepathic, organic state. What do you and all this amazing research you do know, Caroline, about where we're headed as superhumans?
Well, I think this is an incredible time. I mean, I'm having a blast, you know, because I've been talking about the truth, the spirit of truth, I call it. It's coming out, it's going to take over the planet. And this is exactly what's happening, you know, like we've been talking about UFOs, people roll their eyes, you know, well, now they're admitting, you know, there's congressional hearings, there's politicians, there, you know, Pentagon folks saying, you know,
There's
so.
Trump releasing the files.
Exactly. We've been talking about childhood, you know, child trafficking, and people are like, "What? Are you crazy? No, him? No." You know, it's like, and now, yes. Chemtrails, you know, I mean, the whole thing that was supposed to be conspiracies is truth. It is truth now, so that nobody can roll their eyes anymore, right? It's all on the table. I mean, that paradigm is over, you know? So it's very exciting and it's empowering because you know that you've had the truth all along.
Yes. Tell us where we can find you. Tell us what's coming next for you.
Yeah, so my work on consciousness is on my website, carolinecorey.com. And right now I'm finishing the sequel of Superhuman One, which is Superhuman Two.
And that's coming out when?
I'm gonna try to get it out in June. You know,
Of
we'll see.
2026. Okay, beautiful.
And this movie's insane.
Yeah.
I have incredible new science about the body, actually, that, you know, I don't have not heard anybody talk about in this way. So it's fascinating. You know, just like also we basically made some blind people see, just as a little thing on the side, a bonus. Yeah,
Big bonus,
I know.
life-changing bonus.
Great. I mean, like, so
Wow.
crazy stuff. Yeah. This movie is gonna be amazing. I mean, I hope everybody will watch it because you will realize how you are made, you know, who you really are, and it's so empowering.
And social media, also everything, Caroline Corey.
Yeah, it's Caroline Corey official Instagram. I mean, if you Google, you'll find all the social media.
I love getting caught up with you. And I'm glad you stopped by to spend this time with me.
Thank you
You're
for
such a
having me.
blessing. You're such an amazing combination of this really childlike wonderment that I see in you, this sort of genius scientist and researcher, and this very willing to be visible and out there person.
Alien
That,
person.
thank you. I can claim that too, for sure. But yeah,
Good to see you.
you too, always. And thank you for doing the good work. Like, we need you. We really need you.
We need you to talk about it.
And so,
Thank you very
folks,
much.
this has been Dare to Dream. This is a number one transformational conversation for folks who want to know about higher dimensions and extraterrestrials, and for me, ancient shamanism. And make sure to like, comment. I read them all. Subscribe, because as you do that, you allow us to meet and to help guide conversations like this to many more star seeds and light workers. All of these URLs are going to be in the show notes in the description. And next week on the show, I'm speaking with Marilyn Gavicky, who channels Xazar, an advanced omni dimensional being. Thanks for joining us on Dare to Dream today.